Welcome to FTSE Russell Convenes. My name is Dana Moody, and I'm a member of the Index Investments Group at FTSE Russell. Today, we're joined by Dan Reyes, the Global Head of Investment Product at Vanguard. Vanguard manages over $9 trillion of client assets. Today, we're going to talk about ETF market trends and also dig a little deeper into Dan's background and career journey. Please follow us on Spotify, Apple, or any other podcast platform to get the latest updates. With that, thanks for joining us today, Dan.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
Let's touch on ETFs. Obviously, ETFs are the marquee product in our industry for the last decade and appears to only be gaining steam. Vanguard has been one of the most dominant players in the ETF market over the last decade in terms of net cash flows. But with the explosion of new entrants into the ETF market in recent years, how is Vanguard thinking about potentially adjusting the firm's approach for new market dynamics and also novel exposures that have been generating assets?
In some ways, Dana, I mean, we're more vigilant than we ever have been about what's happening with clients and in particular client preferences. But we're also really fortunate to have a product philosophy that's grounded in our investment philosophy. And in many ways, despite the new entrants or the new trends, the fact that we can keep on coming back to our investment philosophy is unbelievably helpful for how we think about product. And at the centerpiece of that investment philosophy is offering products and exposures that we believe are going to drive investment outcomes over the long term. So when we think about an investment idea or something that's developing in the marketplace, we ask ourselves, will this generate positive returns? Should it generate positive investment outcomes over decades, right? Is this idea that we think will last for decades? And in our experience, right, the idea of generating positive investment outcomes for our clients is actually what then drives asset growth and cash flow growth. It's more of an outcome as opposed to a specific objective. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, Dana, we are attuned, and we're always keeping an ear to the ground on what our investors are doing and how their preferences are evolving. And to the extent that those preferences don't undermine the investment outcomes that we're seeking to deliver, we'll look and we'll investigate those ideas even further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely sounds like, obviously, the firm's mission to seek out enduring strategies Absolutely. That last not only for a market cycle, but for years. Along the same vein around novel exposures and new entrants, there have been many different types of ETF strategies launched over the last decade. Most have come and gone with a market cycle in terms of a lot of thematic exposures, for example. Some call them meme or fad-like products. However, there has been some products like the Bitcoin ETF that has had outsized success. When does an investment strategy turn from a fad into a sound investment strategy?
You know, at Vanguard, commercial success of a particular strategy doesn't necessarily make it a sound investment idea or a sound investment strategy. We think about products, for instance, in a way where the first question that we ask ourselves is, does this product offer enduring outcomes, enduring investment outcomes, again, for decades, right? And more specifically, what we're going to ask, is there a plausible economic rationale for why our particular product should generate positive real returns over the long term? If the answer to that question is no, right, then there is no transformation of something from a fad to a sound investment strategy. Our process is structured in a way where you think about the investment question first, and then you think about the client and trying to adhere to their preferences. And if the preferences that they want, say, for instance, they want to access a strategy in a new or a novel wrapper, and if that novel strategy or the novel wrapper doesn't undermine the investment outcomes that we're aiming to deliver, then that's the next step in our process to evaluate and investigate further.
Mm-hmm. No, that totally makes sense. And obviously, Vanguard has a robust kind of framework of how you call it a decision tree, if you will, to really evaluate the soundness of an investment strategy over the long term.
It's absolutely sequential. You have to ask the investment question first. Yep. And then if you don't pass that investment question, you don't even make it to the client or the commercial aspects.
Thinking about Vanguard strategy, you kind of already kind of gave the broad view of how Vanguard thinks about investments in the marketplace. But in terms of the firm strategy and thinking in terms of growth in the U.S. and globally, not only for assets, but also revenue, how does Vanguard assess optimal go-to-market strategy? What are some of those factors that go into that, and how do you balance staying true to the ethos of Vanguard, low cost, long term, but also factoring in profitability for the business.
We're pretty unique in the sense that our structure gives us effectively different objectives, right? So revenue maximization, profitability maximization isn't the objective of Vanguard. And that's all derived, Dana, from the fact that clients own the funds and the funds own Vanguard. And because the funds own Vanguard, our owners are effectively the clients. So it creates this virtuous circle where we're not necessarily trying to maximize revenue or profit at all. It's not something that you hear us talk about. What we do talk about a lot is whether or not the investment products that we offer are generating positive investment outcomes and giving investors the best chance for success. And that, in and of itself, if you produce great product and you surround it with the thought leadership, the support, the ecosystem, in some instances for some investors, advice that they can get from Vanguard as well too, the growth is more of an outcome of focusing on trying to improve clients' investment outcomes on a day-to-day basis.
I think that definitely aligns with, like, obviously for, again, enduring products, but also you think about the ecosystem, market dynamics. It sounds like Vanguard obviously factors all of that in, but again, with this longer-term approach. Absolutely. But digging on that, one of the points around market dynamics giving investors the best chance of success, a key component of that is market structure. In recent years, specifically in the U.S., equity market indexes and returns have become increasingly concentrated. I'm thinking even broad market indexes like the Russell 1000, for example. And this is mainly due to mega cap companies, i.e. the Magnificent Seven, really, you know, gaining more market share. How is Vanguard factoring this into how the firm thinks about index construction process of their products, but also just the broader product lineup in general?
So I think, Dana, you're totally right to highlight the rise of the Magnificent Seven and the role that that plays in kind of index concentration. And the one thing I would point out, though, is that index concentration actually isn't something that is new. It changes over time. If you look back to periods like the 1960s or the early 2000s, you'll see increases and decreases in index concentration. Right now, we're at a point in index concentration where the market is certainly taking notice. Right? And we undeniably fundamentally believe that investors are served well by broadly diversified, broad market exposures, of which those indexes that you references are still a huge part of them. The other thing that we focus on is as the index themselves and certain indices become more concentrated, is making sure that investors have high quality tools to dial up their exposures however they see fit that's in line with their investment views and their investment risk tolerances. But we're also careful not to slice the onion too thinly, right? We want to make sure that investors, even if they are modifying their exposures and have access to high quality tools and different exposures to design what they want, that they're still well served by broadly diversified exposures.
Market concentration is not a new thing. And also so many different tools that firms like yourself can use to account for that market concentration, but also still delivering those products, those sound products to investors to give them the outcomes that they need. Investors are, you know, obviously in good hands. With that, I think we're out of time. But thank you, Dan, for joining us. It was a great discussion. You definitely gave our listeners good insights into the ETF market and how Vanguard is continuing to position itself for success in the future.
Thank you for having me, Dana. I really appreciate it.